sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are coming to you live as we do each and every Wednesday afternoon from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. And as always, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. What's up, dude?
What's up?
I got so much to talk about.
Oh, man. We got an action-packed show today. I'm excited about this one. But thankfully, the elections are over.
Thank God. Thank God.
All the ads, all the political mumbo jumbo.
What is radio and TV going to do? Where are they going to make income over the next 2 years? All the money that goes into. I started getting text messages and I started to tell the people, I'm voting against you.
Every time you text.
Every time you text me.
Why, you know, why didn't they do an MMA, face off battle?
That's what they should do.
Gilliam and DeSantis just face to face, knuckles.
Why did you have to say his name? You want me to bring this up?
I'm just saying, put a Dana
you
White in the middle.
You could have said anybody else, put but a you Dana had White to say middle. That guy who's got me so riled up.
Let them push each other. Let them John Jones, Gustafson push each other like their press conference.
You're killing me. You're killing me.
But yeah, just get it off your chest.
No, I'll save it.
No, come on. You got to do it while the elections are hot.
We'll talk elections over the next 2 hours. How about this? Back in the day, Michael Jack Schmidt, arguably one of the greatest third basemen of all time, retired. Yet
really?
4 months later, he was elected to start in the All-Star game.
Hmm.
Right?
Pretty. Yeah.
Okay. The famous Hoff, because there's more than one Hoff. Right? What's the one guy from
Dennis
Baywatch?
Hoffman?
No, Baywatch. What's his name?
Oh, Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff. So people think he's the Hoff.
Right.
Well, no. The Hoff is Dennis Hoff.
Dennis Hoffman.
Who's at Hoffman, right? Who owns all the brothels. Well, he still owns them. He's
right.
Just dead now, but he still owns them. He was just elected, and he now has a seat in something out there in Nevada that you can sit in, because there's a lot of seats at his brothels you don't want to sit in.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got to clean those first.
But Dennis Hoffman was just elected a position.
Wow. And Ron Jeremy was his running mate, apparently. He found him dead. That's his boy.
I don't know when you're being.
I'm just saying, that's his boy. He's a sidekick, you and me.
First of all,
Batman Robin.
Don't ever bring up sidekicks and names and then bring up Jeremy and Hoff. I'm not going to require this. Oh, first and foremost, let's run down the schedule.
Okay.
In about 5 or 6 minutes, we're going to call Tito Ortiz.
Awesome.
Bottom of the hour, Mike Perry. Platinum Mike Perry.
Platinum Mike Perry.
Freaking Platinum Mike Perry.
FCC Mike Perry.
Right. Cowboy Cerrone.
Awesome.
Luis Pena.
The violent Bob Ross.
And I'm going to bring up to him, as I'm going to bring up to you right now.
Okay.
Do you have any idea who Bob Ross is?
Yeah.
How do you know who he is?
Because he was on the Contender Series, the Ultimate Fighter. And he has a crazy afro. And he had a serious car wreck because a tire blew out and he almost lost his life.
McDummy.
What?
I was going to bring up the McDummy in a minute. You made me bring it up now.
Why?
I'm asked you, do you know who Bob Ross is?
Oh, Bob Ross,
not
the painter.
Luis Pena.
Yeah, but Luis Pena is much cooler than Bob Ross.
Well, Bob Ross is dead.
Right.
I remember watching him.
What election did he win, though?
In my in-law's house, when I first met my wife and all that kind of stuff, we would watch this guy paint.
What, the 70s?
I wasn't in their house in the 70s.
I'm just saying, Bob Ross would be a legend right now if he was alive with all the medical marijuana and the legalization.
True. I'm not sure he did marijuana. He just acted like he did.
Right. About,
there's a ticket.
What?
Bob Ross and Mr. Rogers. Oof. Put the two of them together. That would be outstanding.
We can recreate it.
All right. So I do not require it this weekend.
Okay.
If you ever go somewhere again,
yes.
Not when, if.
Okay.
If you're going to ever go somewhere again,
okay.
And now you have even said you represent the brand. You're part of the Randy regime. You're part of Knockout Radio.
Absolutely.
I like how I asked you a month ago about going to Denver and you blew it off. Now you're going and I'm not. I like how you did that.
Well, I'm also credentialed for the Magic and you're not.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. If you're going to tell stories, they're right.
Well, you are now, but you are off the list.
That's not true either.
Okay.
I emailed the Magic to get you a credential. We have credentials.
Right.
Okay. And they said no. So don't think that you are until I tell you that you are. but here's the question or the statement or whatever.
Okay.
You're going to Denver. You're sort of representing Knockout Radio. You're sort of whatever. In the future, I am going to require Shane Grossman cannot be involved in this.
Okay.
It cannot be photoshopped. I want pictures of McDummy on the road.
Oh, okay.
Not photoshopped McDummy on the road.
Okay.
So we need to get you a McDummy outfit that you have to carry with you. And when you show up at whatever the arena is called there in Denver,
Pepsi Center. Yep.
So that's why I'm not going, because it's the Pepsi Center. If it was the Coca-Cola Dome, I'd go.
It would be in Atlanta then.
After this weekend, you need to acquire a McDummy outfit, and I need a photo, at least one, whenever you're out and about.
And to clarify, McDummy outfit means to dress up like the Ronald McDonald clown?
Or
is it the Gladiator? Because I'll bring the Gladiator with me. I'll check a bag.
No.
I'll check it.
No. The McDummy outfit is you are a clown.
I just got to be myself.
You just got to be yourself.
I'll be myself.
In the clown outfit.
Oh, so you want me to dress up like a clown and hang out with like...
Yeah.
No.
That's the whole point of being in the McDummy costume.
So you mean to dress up like Ronald McDonald?
Nope. I didn't say that. I didn't say that word.
If I do, what's my prize? Credentials to the Magic?
Your prize is that you will be on the air the week after you come back from wherever you go.
So if I bring a clown suit and I'm on the pay-per-view, ringside or octagon side.
That's all we need.
Okay, Shane, let's go shopping. All the Halloween costumes are 50% off. I just stopped at a store today.
Okay.
So I just got to find the Ronald McDonald suit.
I'm not saying that. We're not saying that name. You're McDummy.
Right.
I don't know what that other name has to do with McDummy. Right.
Then I'll be a clown.
Well, no, you are a clown. It's not you will be a clown. You know, so there is, you know.
Perfect. I can play charades. I play.
Okay. NFL-wise, Tampa Bay Buccaneers took it again in Charlotte. Man. Didn't you pick them to win last week?
The Bucs?
Yeah.
I did.
You and Ed both did.
I think I did.
Yeah, no, I know you did.
I probably did.
No, I know you did.
Unfortunately, I think I did.
I was over there for the press conference on Monday, and everybody is up in arms with a statement that Dirk Koetter made.
Okay.
He was asked about the defense and the struggles and whatever, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember
exactly
the holy hog I just ate, but
right.
I'm certainly not going to remember the exact wording. But he basically said, if I knew how to fix it, I would.
That's a death sentence for
a head coach. You're a coach.
How's that a answer in a press conference? I mean, shouldn't that be the kiss of death? Shouldn't that just be an instant termination?
You would certainly.
No. Your head coach doesn't know how to fix the problem. Like, why would you keep him?
All right, we'll talk about that problem. But there's some things that are not a problem.
Okay.
Like getting Tito Ortiz on our show. Let's welcome back to the program. Nobody has been on this program more than Tito. Not even you, Tito Ortiz. Tito, how are you?
Doing good. Once again.
We appreciate your time. Only a couple weeks out now.
Yeah, this time is going by so damn quick.
Is it different, you know, being in camp, you know, obviously, you know, you've been in camp 307 times, you know, from all the fights. And is it different? Is it not different? Or because it's versus Chuck, it is different?
Really not different. I think it's just being able to do what I've been doing for the last 16 weeks. It's just keeping the grind, you know, 3 times a day, 6 days a week. Last week, I was able to actually take 2 days off during the week, and that was the first time in 15 weeks I did that, and it helped, actually. Then my body recovered a little bit, then my mind recovered a little bit, but I felt great yesterday and the day before. My coach is like, I'm glad you took a little time off, but it's just keeping your mind strong. It's difficult sometimes, but at the same time, it's rewarding. because I'm able to get the right work in, and I'm able to meet the goals I've been wanting to do for the whole week and for the whole camp, and it just gets better and better each week.
When it does get difficult, is it easier to get through, kind of like when Rocky Balboa looked in the mirror and it was the picture of Mr. T? Is it, you know, the driving force because it's Chuck, and probably the same thing with Chuck because it's you, that you both are able to persevere through that, knowing the lights at the end of the tunnel in, what, 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, I just being able to get out of bed. I'm past the point of being sore. My body's not super sore ever. I'm in such great shape right now. But just having the mental capacity of just putting in the days, you know, putting in the rounds after rounds, you know, the miles after miles, stairs after stairs, reps after reps, weights, and just eating the right food every single day besides Sunday. It's a little monotonous, but at the same time, I know what's at the end of the tunnel, and but I'm for that goal.
Wherever you're standing right now, don't move. Because I think you might be moving around because we lost you there for a minute. So wherever you are for the next couple of minutes, you know, stay right there. How is ticket sales going? How is pay-per-view sales going? Do you know, or is that, you know, now that you're in camp, you know, that's on Oscar and everybody else?
Well, now that I'm in camp, we still have our weekly call-in for the company in general to see how the ticket sales are going. Ticket sales are going okay. You know, I think we're about 6,500 tickets sold. Still a lot more to be sold, but I think people are a little lazy and they want to get in the last few days, just the last week to get them bought. But it's fine. I know what I need to do for the fight. All the people that are watching on pay-per-view know that it's an exciting fight. And when I get my hand raised, it'll be more exciting and exhilarating for the fans who watch it.
Let me ask you, you know, more a business side question than, you know, camp question, now that, you know, you're part of the business. When you're promoting an event like this, really any event, but we'll say this event that's coming up on the Friday, is pay-per-view sales more important than tickets because more people can buy a pay-per-view than come to L.A. and go to the fight?
Well, I think it's a mix of both. You know, of course, in L.A. we're doing a lot of promotion to get people to buy the tickets to watch it live, but pay-per-view is a huge side of it. The more people talk about it, the more people watch it on pay-per-view. Of course, it's being on Thanksgiving weekend, right after Thanksgiving. Everybody should be at home with their families and want to watch a competition. Anybody's been an MMA fan would love to see T. Ortiz, Chuck Liddell 3, and that's what we're kind of betting on. So it's a two-sided blade, you know. We want to sell it out, of course, but the pay-per-view at the company are huge. That's where we make all our money.
We're going to do a special giveaway, and I know you know part of it, but you don't know the whole thing, so I wanted to tell you this live on the air. The Wednesday before the fight, we are going to give away a Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz poster from the first fight, a Tito Ortiz, Chuck Liddell poster from the second fight, and a Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz poster from the third fight. And I don't know anybody that's going to be able to put those three together, you know, autographed. Because I have the one, the two, and then you're going to send me the third one, and we're going to give that away.
The third one's in the mail right now. We sent the one yesterday.
Have you kind of like sat down and kind of thought for a second, like how far everything has come, yet we're back to square one with this being the third time you and Chuck are going at it?
Yeah, I have actually. You know, I've really sat down. I've been busy over the last 13 years. You know, since the last time we competed. I've been competing. I've been putting my body through the grind. You know, he's taking off a lot of time, but he's still dangerous. I'm still treating him as Chuck Liddell, the world champion. As the last time we fought, he did beat me. And I just have a lot of remorse and payback that I want to get my hand raised. So I'm putting the work. I'm doing what I need to do. This is no different than any other fight. I'm going in to win. I'm going in to try to knock him out. Or for me, whatever comes first. But I want to make sure I put on a show for the fans who watch my pay-per-view, as I've done every one of my fights over the last 21 years.
I know that you know, you can't say what's going to happen after, but do you anticipate, you know, the dislike towards each other to stay the way it is after the fight? Or do you think after the fight, you know, shake hands and go your merry way?
You know, I mean, I'm a professional. You know, shake hands, go my merry way, but that's about as far as it goes. It's not like we'll be buddies and go out and have drinks and stuff. It's been proven once, it's been proven twice. It doesn't work, and third time's not going to be any difference. he's a very selfish man, and I understand that. And I just keep my friends super close. But they say you got to keep your enemies even closer.
Right. And the reason that I wanted to bring that up, Tito, is, you know, I've talked about this for the 30-some years I've been on the air. You know, when guys are promoting the fight's over, and then, you know, they go train together, they go do things after. I want people to know when this fight is over on the 22nd, 24th, whatever it is, that you're not going to hang out together. You're not friends. This isn't a show that you two dislike each other.
Yes. No, 100%. It's just if it doesn't show in interviews, I don't know what shows. I just want to you keep a man close to you. I'm very loyal to my friends. I'm loyal to my family, and I thought he was a family. I mean, I treat him like family, and to show how much of a value he does say about me, I just shake my head and dishonor for him. But at the same time, this is a competition. I know what I need to do, and he wants to beat me as bad as I want to beat him, or vice versa. I want to beat him a bit worse. And on November 24th, I'm going to have to do that and get in the cage and try to destroy him. I'm going to try to hurt him. I'm not holding anything back. I know what I need to do.
I know we talked about this last time. Anybody who knows anything about Tito Ortiz, there's a T-shirt, a limited edition T-shirt for every fight. Is it on the website? Is it available for purchase yet?
Not yet. It will be, I believe, the week of the fight. We're going to put it out. I do have my walkout shirt. It's the America seal of approval on the front of it. Check it out at punishment.com.
It'll be here before you know it. How do you pass the time? I know how busy you are. I know you're in camp. I know you have the auto company. You're always staying busy. But how do you stay even more busy so that you can kind of take your mind off of the upcoming fight, take your mind off of camp?
My mind doesn't get off of camp. I'm strictly eat, sleep, and train. That's pretty much it. You know, I'm able to come home right before my weight training at night. My kids, make sure I'm eating dinner with them and putting them to bed. But beyond that, I'm training. Sundays are my day off, and then we usually go downtown Huntington, eat sushi, eat a burger, walk on the pier, and do a little family stuff. I wish I could get to fishing, but this fish takes so much out of me that I want to just literally lay in bed or lay on the couch and just relax and let my body recover. It's such a grinding work that I do with fighting for the train. It's just, I get paid to train. I fight for free. That's my mentality, just because I go so hard to train. I want to prepare for the worst so the best does happen. And I really take everything out of me.
It sounds like your next T-shirt. Eat, sleep, train, repeat.
Exactly right.
Hey, Tito, I know last time we talked, you were in your altitude, tent training and recovering. Do you train with that same tent going into a fight at sea level in L.A., the same you would in, like, let's say, a fight in Denver at a mile high? Would it be the same protocol?
It wouldn't. Actually, we've had that situation happen before because I brought it to Las Vegas. Actually, the last time he and Chuck fought each other, I had in Las Vegas. Vegas is actually 3,000 feet above sea level. So we kind of had to acclimate the pod for the altitude. And it is a little bit different. But I added for this camp was I have my CVAC altitude simulation. I also have my pressure chamber, where I go under altitude and it compresses oxygen into my red blood cells. And so when I go into the CVAC, which it brings me in altitude and it splits those red blood cells, so I'm actually producing more red blood cells for recovery and for cardio. So I'm kind of doing both. This is the first time I've done this.
Now, is that something that, you know, all these up and coming guys that have access to? Is it only the elite guys like yourself that are, you know, have the resources to actually use those kind of things? And how much of that would you say is an advantage in competition?
Oh, I think there's a few elite guys that do it. I know one person that does do it. That's Ryan Bader. But let me tell you, it is a new age. I mean, recovery, cardio, for soreness, from sparring, when you have bruises, makes the bruises go away. And it helps so much. I mean, I'm very, very thankful. And I've been using it since 2001, since they first made them. And it's kind of been my secret. But I really have understood how to use it in certain times. And something new at this camp, and it's a hyperbaric chamber, what I was thinking of, for the other chamber that I have. That's at my house, actually. And I do that on the weekends. And using that has helped out a lot. That's not for cardio. That's strictly just for recovery. That puts the oxygen into your red blood cells. So that actually is a little different compared to the CVAC, which is an altitude stimulation machine, which splits the red blood cells to reproduce more red blood cells for recovery and for cardio. But having that technology helps out in a camp like no other. And hopefully the guys that are other fighters will be able to use this, because I mean, all they do for recovery now is an ice bath.
Final question for you, Tito. How do you think it would have helped, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, to have the equipment that's available today that you could have had 10 or 15 years ago?
I've been using it since 2001, the CVAC machine. But going up to Big Bear was a big help. But how easy it is to be used now, it would have helped out a lot more for other fighters. But for myself in general, I've always used it. I think that's why I've had such a long career of 21 years of competition. I mean, after all the surgeries I've had, there's not one athlete in this world that has the same surgeries I've had and still compete at the level I have. But just a mindset of knowing that I'm able to do it. But hopefully a lot of guys can learn from it. They can do the same thing themselves.
Hard to believe we're about 2.5 weeks away. As always, thank you very much for your time. And we'll touch base with you one more time before the fight.
Of course, man. Thank you very much. And, of course, all the listeners, you guys can check me out on Instagram at TitoOrtiz1999. See how my camp's going. See all the things I go through each and every day. Getting ready for this fight is a dream come true. I can't wait till it happens.
And live on pay-per-view. Tito, thanks a lot. Have a great week.
You too, man. Thank you so much.
See you, buddy. Take good luck.
Tito Ortiz back in it. Him, Chuck Liddell, 24th
in L.A.
So Thanksgiving is the 23rd, which is Riley Bulla's birthday,
which is
the same as my wife's, which I forgot to bring up Monday. All right. Great stuff with Tito. Tito and Chuck coming up right around the corner. Still not sure if I'm going to make it out there. It's Thanksgiving weekend. It's a bad weekend.
It is. It's tough for family.
It's the beauty of it being available on pay-per-view, though. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Shop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813 813- 415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucs game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
It's time to get back in the holiday spirit, and we are very excited to once again be involved with the Ryan Neese Foundation and the 10th annual Power of Giving Holiday Party presented by the DiBartolo Family Foundation on December 6th at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center. You will enjoy delicious food, open bar, games, celebrity guests, and great entertainment while helping to empower teens to become leaders and impact giving in their communities. To purchase your tickets or to get more information on the Ryan Neese Foundation, please go to www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Experience the power of giving and get your tickets today at www.ryanneesefoundation.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street. You know who we do need to get in here?
Who?
Next time Mike Perry's back in the state of Florida,
okay,
we need to bring him down to the Tampa Bay area.
Yes.
Get him behind the counter and let him make some pizzas.
Absolutely.
There'd be a platinum Mike Perry pizza.
I'll put it on the menu.
Mike Perry, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing well, man. You know, I got to say, I was angry doing all these interviews, and then they were like, for this one, they were like, you got to watch your language on this one. And I was cussing like a dog on all the other ones. Because I'm hungry and I'm angry. And then I gave one guy, I was like, man, why do all you guys want to talk to me on the same day? Like, why don't y'all talk to me another time? Like, before, like, keep me in the news. Keep me in the headlines. And then I was like, oh, I'm getting on Knockout Radio. You know, he talked to me like a couple weeks ago, man. I'm actually grateful.
There you go. We like to keep you, you know, happy.
You're a family, man. You're part of the That's regime.
Right.
You're a part of the Randy regime.
From the very beginning. We talked about that last time I saw you in Vegas. Or do you want to stay riled up?
Yeah.
Is that where you want to be? Do you want to be all riled up 3-4 days before the fight?
No, man, but that's just how it goes.
Well, then, I'm glad that we set it up to have you on. Just chilling right now. You know, what do you do 3 days before the fight? Other than we all know Wednesday is the big media day when people that don't talk to you, you know, weeks and months before your fight, when you go talk to them. What else do you have to do on Wednesday?
I got open workouts today. I was doing photo shoots. I was doing digital interviews. I was doing, you know, the interviews that they're going to play before I walk out of five. And, you know, the ones that when we say, oh, tonight I'm going to knock this man out. Well, it's really Wednesday So it wasn't tonight, but, you know, whatever. The people don't know. I'm letting them know. I'm letting them on the inside. But, and, you know, I took me a little break and for one interview, and I'm getting me some loving from some pretty young thing. And then, I'm sitting here talking to all you guys. I tried to relax, but it isn't working. I'm hungry. It's a dog, man.
Isn't that supposed to be bad for your legs or something? Don't you want to not do that days before a fight?
Ain't nobody worried about all that, man. I would drink and smoke all week and smash. And I'm going to have sex in the back before the fight. I don't give a damn. I'm going out there and I'm going to handle business. I'm a grown man. I do what I do. I can fight anybody at any given time. But I do... do some smart things, you know. I am gonna hold on to my legs a little bit and not go too crazy. Can't smoke this week and can't drink, and, you know, just because I'm not going in there against a street fighter. I'm going in there against a well-prepared, technical, you know, professional athlete. So, you know, I'm gonna show up as one as well. But, like, you know, training so much in Albuquerque, I live the life that I want to live because, as far as I'm concerned, doing all the sacrificing as for being a fighter and then training and then your body's taking damage all the time, I live my life because there's no point in being a fighter if I'm not going to be happy and live the life I want to live. Screw being secluded all the time, because you can do all these great things like not drink, not smoke for 12 weeks, train every day, take care of your body, stretch, and do all this crap, and then get your ass beat. So I'd rather just live a normal life, and I train consistently. The training is constant in Albuquerque. Me and Frank the Tank are constantly working. Our minds are constantly molding around being winners, finding a way to win in all situations. So, And I'm comfortable in all situations because I go to the gym hungover sometimes and beat on people. So it's good to be uncomfortable sometimes. And then that way, when I'm feeling really comfortable this weekend after all the great things I did this week, I'm going to be unstoppable.
Hey, Mike, so I mean, that's the lifestyle you're living, going into a fight and preparing for a fight. But what about recovery? You know, we just talked to Tito Ortiz. He talked about the hyperbaric chambers and sleeping in altitude tents. And do you do any of that for recovery? I mean, obviously the lifestyle is what it is, but do you do anything after the fight's over?
No, absolutely not. Because what I do for recovery after the fight is what I've been wanting to do. I eat everything. I smoke mad weed. I get drunk as hell. And,
but it's on the list with the after party.
What's that?
No, but no. But in all seriousness, though, I mean, do you think that gives other fighters a competitive edge? Do you think that guys that are using these tools, is that cheating in your eyes? Is that level the playing field at all?
Whatever helps them with their mind. It doesn't matter to me whatever they think is helping them, because I know that I'm going to go in there and I'm going to fight and I'm going to headbutt him and I'm going to elbow him in the face. I'm going to punch him in the neck. And I'm going to do it until they can't move anymore or until the 15 minutes is up, because it's not going any other way. I'm just going to go in there and do what I do. I was born for this and I have to be here. I have to do it. So, you know, God, I know I'm in the right path in life. I know I'm in the right place. God chose for me to be here doing this, and I am grateful for it. And I'm especially grateful that I get to live the way that I want to live and still do it. And, you know, if you get injuries and stuff after a fight, I was going to say, if you're drunk, you don't feel it. You're like, you know what I'm saying? You're good.
That should be the T-shirt.
Let's do a T-shirt. If you're drunk, you won't feel it.
If you're drunk, you won't feel it.
That's
Mike's
good one,
T-shirt.
Man.
Yeah, it is. We'll get the trademark, but it's yours. We'll do something together on this. This is good. We might even be able to have one made by the time you get on the plane to go out to Mike's fight.
I got 2 days to get it done. I'll get it done.
We might be able to do that. So, all right, so you got the workouts today, which, you know, you go out there, really, it's just to get a sweat on for 5 or 10 minutes. You're in front of the fans. Then lay low, you know, for the next couple of days?
No, I got to sweat. I got to make weight. It's going to be a bitch. I got a little more weight to cut this time than usual because I've hired Lockhart and Leith. So, I'm pretty sure I was eating like Taco Bell and Wendy's last week. I don't know. But I didn't do everything, you know, as I would normally prepare because I'm just better now than I've ever been. I used to do 30 days no alcohol and shit like that just so that I could mentally be more prepared, but I was comfortable. I'm very comfortable and confident in what I've been doing and how I've been living that, you know, sometimes it's either don't eat or eat what you can. And if I'm going to eat what I can, because it's better to eat something, sometimes that's Wendy's. I remember I had a professional fight in the Bahamas. It was my 4th pro MMA fight. And I was eating fucking McDonald's all week. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. I forgot we were on the radio. But I was eating McDonald's all week. And I was like, because that was all there was, man, the Bahamas. I didn't know what to eat there. I couldn't find anything too good. And there was a McDonald's over there. And I was like, oh, that's probably the worst thing. But I won that fight, though, by a vicious knockout.
But does it put added pressure on you? You know, you said now that you have a little more weight than normal to lose. Is it putting more mental pressure on you? I mean, I know you're going to make it, but talk about the mental pressure that it is putting on you that there's more weight now.
Well, the thing is that I've given the pressure to the people that I hired to cook
George.
For me. And they're okay. Just telling me to drink all this water. And I know that the water is going to work. Sunday, I was 194 pounds. This Wednesday, I woke up at 180. I lost 14 pounds in 3 days. So now I'm fully hydrated. I'm eating properly because they're feeding me on time. And they know the science. They know how many potatoes I can eat. They know. So I'm getting more carbs than I normally would this time. And I knew I could have a little more weight on me, which is probably going to benefit me. And I believe that my performance will show more on Saturday with this team of people behind me. So we'll see, because I've never had issues making weight. I'm not going to have issues today. If I'm 180 pounds right now, I could cut 10 pounds right now in a sauna and get down to 170 if I had to. I know I'm full of water, just pee and sweat and make the weight. So, you know, it is what it is. I took the pressure away by adding these people, but there's always that idea. I'm not checking my weight as much as I normally would. I'm leaving it all up to these guys in the Epsom salt bath that we're going to do. I don't really normally do a bath, but I'm going to do it. And, you know, I think we're going to see the best Platinum Mike Perry the world has ever seen.
How excited did you get? And I know we've had you on a couple times to talk about the upcoming fight with Donald Cerrone. You know, fans, when they hear Donald's name, they get excited. Fans, when they hear Platinum Mike Perry, they get excited. They got overly excited when they heard the two of you are going to fight each other. How excited did you get when you heard that was going to be your next opponent in, you know, one of the biggest names in the sport in Donald Cerrone?
Man, I mean, on the 25th anniversary, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like I'm getting the respect that I've been longing for my whole life, to be known as such a strong athlete, an athletic man who can fight better than any other man, or that even the toughest man on the planet, if he fights him, they're like, oh, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. some people may talk on Instagram like, oh, yeah, he's going to F him up. And I'm like, yeah, but these people that say that, they don't even believe it. They don't know. Nobody knows what's going to happen. I believe that I know that I'm going to close the gap and land these power hooks. And if he lands a head kick, I'm going to eat it. We've seen me eat head kicks before.
And then we all tweet Dana after and get that bonus, right?
We're going to get the bonus. We're going to get this money. We're going to get a bunch of fans and followers. And we're going to get a big fight up in the top five after this. Probably that number two slot. And then we're going to get a title shot because Platinum Mike Perry is one of the baddest men on the planet. And I could beat anybody on any given night, especially preparing properly and planning, prioritizing the way that I'm going to, you know, use my skills and my abilities and my techniques and my God-given talent. And I'm so strong, man. I'm so ripped up. Look at my physique when I get in that octagon. Look at my physique when I cut this weight. And, like, you know, but that's the weird thing about fighting, man. Some of the really, really good fighters are, like, these lanky, bony, skinny dudes. Those are the fighters. I mean, Cowboy's kind of one of them. He's got the long, lanky legs, and he likes to throw them kicks. But I'm going to get inside, man, and he's not going to be able to box with me when I'm close to him. He's trying to take me down, and I'm going to counter it. I'm going to turn the angle on him, and I'm going to uppercut him with my left hand, and I'm going to knock him out.
There you have it. I'm excited. We are only 3 days away. As always, Platinum Mike Perry, it's great to talk to you, and I'll give you a holler right after the fight. I promise.
Sounds good, bro. See you soon. Peace.
Take care. That is Platinum Mike Perry.
Mike Perry.
Effing Platinum Mike Perry.
He likes to drop the F bomb.
He did all right. Only one, and he forgot. But, you know, we've had a long talk about it.
Of course.
You know, we've told the story. I've told the story numerous times about Nashville and how we first met. And he's a good guy. He really, truly is. And I believe that he kind of went through that whole thing. Like, I'm kind of done enough. Oh, wait a second. That's the guy that gets us on all the time.
Yeah, of course. You can tell there's a different demeanor, a different respect there.
Mike's a good dude.
Oh, because in the media corps, they're forced to do these interviews with people they've never met in a lot of the cases. And you're a guy that's been there in the trenches with these guys.
Traveled
around the world with them.
In the trenches.
In the trenches, maybe.
Been all over the place in the trenches.
But the thing I'm disappointed with Mike, though, is I kind of thought by moving to Albuquerque, he would have taken this more serious. Yes, hiring Lockhart to do his nutrition. Lockhart is the master. He knows how to manipulate carbs and water and use the science to his advantage. But if the athlete doesn't apply it and they're eating low-quality foods like McDonald's and Taco Bell and just drinking and partying all the time, not taking it serious.
Do you think Tank Abbott took it serious?
It's a different sport than what Tank Abbott.
You think Kimbo Slice took it serious?
Different sport. That guy came from under a bridge. He had no nutrition.
Right.
But I'm saying the sport as it's evolved to today, it is so exact, so technical that those old days don't work now.
As Tito said, but we'll see. Okay, Mike Perry gave us his side. Donald Cerrone is going to give us his in about 14 minutes. Right now, a little overdue, so let's get it done. Let's hit this break real quick. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way. Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
It's time to get back in the holiday spirit, and we are very excited to once again be involved with the Ryan Neese Foundation and the 10th annual Power of Giving Holiday Party presented by the DeBartolo Family Foundation on December 6th at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center. You will enjoy delicious food, open bar, games, celebrity guests, and great entertainment while helping to empower teens to become leaders and impact giving in their communities. To purchase your tickets or to get more information on the Ryan Neese Foundation, please go to www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Experience the power of giving and get your tickets today at www.ryanneesefoundation.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show, Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
All right, I would say you have me talked into it, but you really don't. But okay. Mike Perry possibly has me talked into it.
Into?
Boarding a plane.
Seriously? It's the 25th anniversary UFC back in the home city where it started 25 years ago.
I really am tempted. It's just if you would have said yes a month ago.
I know, but
like
I didn't know.
I asked you.
I know.
I should make you pay for my flight.
I wish I could. I would have taken my family if I could have done that.
See, the whole problem is I don't mind the flight out.
Okay.
Going at 10 o'clock at night, sitting at the airport till 1 o'clock.
Sure.
Having Shane and Eric and everybody pick us up, you know, hanging out, whatever. I'm cool with that.
Right.
I just need that Southwest plane coming back on Sunday morning.
So you can get to the Bucks game so you can cover the game.
So I can do my job and, right. and that kind of stuff. And
I'm on a 24-hour layover in Houston.
That flight was $155. Now it's $500.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe we'll do a real quick GoFundMe.
Yeah, let's do it.
So,
but we got to get a homeless guy, and we got to find somebody. Like, you know, there's always gonna be like a cause behind it. So,
yeah, the cause is to get my flight to Denver. That's the cause.
But you're not homeless.
Well, homeless has nothing to do with
it. Well, those are the ones that always make the most money.
I don't need to make the most money.
We get a cardboard sign.
I just need to make enough to get my flight. So, if we were to do a GoFundMe, now this is radio, so be careful what you say.
Okay.
How much would you put into the GoFundMe for the flight?
I'll pay for your complimentary drink.
So in other words, you're not involved.
I'll contribute.
Well, how much?
I'll give you $50.
I don't know if that's enough, but okay.
How about this? We put a sign up front: not homeless, radio broadcaster, need flight to Denver. Huh? We can do it right here on the corner. right at the interstate.
Well, we don't want to lie. We don't need the flight to Denver. We need the flight back.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, right, Southwest.
Right, because okay. You're on the cheap
okay.
flight out.
So let's find the one-way price, and we set a price, a goal, and we'll throw it out there and see if we can raise $200, $300, whatever it is.
I can be talked into it.
Let's do it.
I really truly
Let's
can be.
It. I think it'd be cool.
And I really think you should pay for it.
Why should I pay for
because
it?
Because I wanted you to do this a month
I
ago.
I know. I wish I could. I got two restaurants. I have two kids. Do you know how unpredictable my life is?
But you don't want to be at either one. So
no.
you knew a month ago. All right. We're going to start a GoFundMe. I need to ask you this question before we run out of time, and I think we've only got a couple minutes.
Okay.
Since I know you don't know anything about anything, McDummy.
Yes.
Did you catch what happened in the Boston Celtic game against, I believe it was the Denver Nuggets?
I did not.
All right. The Denver Nuggets win 115-107.
Okay.
There's a player on Denver, I think his name was Jones.
Okay.
48 points.
Okay.
So as time is running out, the score is 115-107. What's the score?
115-107.
Who's winning?
Denver.
Denver. So this guy has the ball as time is running out.
A Denver player.
The Denver player who has 48 points. He took a shot and tried to score.
Okay.
Kyrie Irving took the ball and either drop kicked it or threw it in the stands or whatever. He was because, you know, it's one of those. And I saw something on the Four Letter Network talking about it. The unwritten rule.
Okay.
I hate unwritten rules.
Sure.
Because if it's an unwritten rule, it's not a rule.
It's not a rule.
If it's a rule, that's different. I know the unwritten
It's an ego
rule.
Thing. It's a pride thing.
Well,
don't show up to score. Don't run up the score. Don't embarrass us anymore. It's already over.
So where do you stand on this? Because the Denver Nugget, the unwritten rule, the game is over. It means nothing. But this kid has the opportunity to score 50. You started the show with scoring 50.
Sure.
So which is it? Who's right? Who's wrong?
A 50-point milestone in a guy's career. There's only been five guys, for example, the Timberwolves, that have ever done it in their franchise history. You know, so it's a cool milestone to have. And look, even though basketball is a team sport, it's individual stats that get you a bigger contract. So more points, more higher percentage shots, higher averages. Get you a better contract when it comes time to renew in free agency. So, run it up. Run it up.
Well, it's not necessarily running it up.
Run it up.
It's not running it up.
You have a job to do. Your job is to score and to defend.
And your job is to stop him.
Yeah. And if you can't do it, he throws the ball at him. Did he throw it at him or just
threw him in the crowd? No, threw him in the crowd.
Because you see what happened in the viral video with that teacher. The kid threw the ball and hit the teacher. You see that one?
And something and it got pulled off or something.
No, the teacher just knocked him out. A 64-year-old dude.
Yeah, well, good for him.
Yeah.
But again, the unwritten rule is not to show him up. But it's also 48 points to get to 50.
Right.
But it's your job to stop him.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know.
I mean, didn't it go back to the NFL last week where Gurley took a knee at the 2-yard line, didn't cover the spread, you know, gamblers lost money. Football people lost money.
But hold on a second with that one. Gamblers lost money, but gamblers made money. You know, the people that had whatever, the under or whatever, they won when they shouldn't have. And the ones that should have won because Gurley had the touchdown. But it just shows that Gurley's not thinking about fantasy football.
Right.
He's thinking about what's best.
Winning the game, running out the clock, and winning the game with the most points. That's what your job is. So take the shot. You win the game. You know, you're ahead to score to seal the deal. I think Reggie Miller scored 9 points in 3 seconds.
Well, no, I think it was 11 seconds.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, remember the game.
So if you're 115 to 107, if Reggie Miller's on the court, you could still lose.
Well, I understand that, but that's losing. That's as you're down. This guy was up, 7, 8 points.
Right.
So they're up 8 points as the game's expiring. But again, it's the 50 thing. So I don't know. I don't necessarily have a problem because
I don't have a problem with it.
It's not my job not to score.
Yeah.
It's your job for me not to score.
I got no problem with it. But I did watch on the Four Letter Network this morning, one of the anchors said in regards to the Kentucky-Duke game. Did you see that last night? College basketball?
I know Duke won.
Oh, Duke put on a clinic. Four freshmen scored 89 points collectively. This freshman team, and you know who the leader of that Duke team is that you and I met?
Christian Leitner.
Zion Williamson. I think it's Williamson. He was in the lobby at the UFC 223 in Brooklyn, and he was the one who stopped the elevator when the team was getting on to come back and give a little kid a hand dap and give him some love. And all the team's like, hey, man, come on. We're holding the elevator. We got to go. And he stopped to give the fans and the little kid some love. That young kid is a superstar. and he put it on display last night. And the announcer for ESPN said, if this was a horse, they would have euthanized it. Handling Kentucky, their largest loss in school history.
And speaking of which, the state of Florida has voted. And my question to you, and I'd like you to address this over the next hour.
Okay.
Sometime over the next hour, I want to know the difference between dog racing and horse racing. You know, not the typical McDummy response. You know, horses are bigger. And,
right. It's taller.
You know, jockeys can't ride a greyhound. You know, all the stupid stuff that you would normally come back with.
Okay.
So I want you to think about it. We're getting ready to be at the top of the hour.
Okay.
So after Donald Cerrone and before Vicious Bob Ross.
I'll run over to the Derby Lane.
He's right around the corner.
And do some research and come back for this segment.
It sounds good. So we need you to take care of that because it's a legitimate question.
Sure.
I want to know what the difference is. And if the same people that voted against dog racing, I want to know if they're going to vote against. And I'm okay with it. I just don't understand what the two differences are.
Well, if you close Derby Lanes, then Ocean Elevens would have never been filmed.
That's true. But they're not going to close it. They'll still have gambling.
Right.
You know, they'll still do the off stuff. They'll still have the card rooms
right.
and all that kind of stuff. All right, we are at the top of the hour. Let's take care of business. Okay. When we return, the cowboy, the legend, Cowboy Donald Cerrone, when we return. This is Ape Knockout Man Radio, Strong, brought to you by Ape Man Strong strongest. And Staff Song.
Those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.